And it passed in all areas of the school. We tested all of the buildings. So it is meeting or exceeding what is suggested for those types of floors. They're similar to a vinyl floor or something like that.
Soles of shoes vary greatly in materials.
Well, and it's coming from teenagers too.
Kathy, now that the kids have been in there for a while, are there any major issues or problems that have had to receive some attention?
Nothing significant. We're right now trying to chase an odor. And that's happening in the science wing, but only on the third floor. And so that one has been a challenge for us to try and figure out where is the odor coming from. We have an acid waste, and we thought that needed to be cleaned out because we had a sewer backup. That all got cleaned out and refreshed, but we still have some odors coming from there, from someplace in there. So what we just did this week is all the teachers received a survey so that they can tell us when they smell something, what time, what day, what room they're in. And we've given them the phone number for Dave Olson, the project superintendent, because he's there every day. So if they smell something, they're supposed to call him so we can try and, you know, focus in where is this? Do we have to go into a wall and see if there's a leak someplace? Maybe a hole accidentally got put in a line, but we're trying to find this, and it's been a challenge.
So. On our agenda next, we're going to talk about a tour.
We'd like I said, maybe have you meet at some convenient time, and it could be in an evening, it could be on a Saturday, whatever you want, and then just get a bus and drive you around to a couple different areas. We can maybe have Cecilia put out a little blurb to you and say what look at your calendars, because there's seven people aren't here, and give us some dates and we'll try to arrange it.
In terms of locations, just to sort of pitch my wish list would be something involving the technology aspects that we can kind of see, because we talk about it, but a lot of us aren't in that industry. We just have to try to visualize what you're explaining. And then any of the other projects that have a lot of dollars put into them, I guess Woodland, would you say?
Right.
Woodland and Twin Oaks High School. And I think that was it.
There's plenty of IT projects.
IT is everywhere. Okay. You can start downstairs and see the spaghetti room, I call it, because fires everywhere. But that's the hub downstairs, and then we take you to different places. The really neat thing about technology is when they start putting these in every classroom, that's going to be the thing. But we can show you ones that already exist in our new campuses to show you what we're doing.
Yeah, and even the functionality.
We'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea with the email and just maybe some proposed dates and let everybody pitch in on that.
Sure. We'll do that.
Comments from committee members. Anyone have a comment?
Do we have any idea whether or not we're going to be using premiums on the next bond issue and or bond insurance?
Probably not bond insurance. Maybe some premiums in that.
Because there was $2 million of premiums that were they were talking about.
For this issue or for previous issues?
For this coming issue.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the fact sheet again, and we'll be going over the pricing next week, and then we'll see what will sell, what will not. And I can double check on that for you. But
I would prefer to have that $2 million in our schools and bond reserves.
Well, what we did with the premiums before, that paid for the issuance cost. It didn't, disappear. It just paid for the issuance cost.
That's okay, it was accounted differently.
Yes, it was accounted for. If you did, now, there are some, if you remember the explanation of the presentation, some would like a higher interest, but they'll pay a premium for it, so it still nets out at, let's say, 3%, even though they wanted on paper 5, it helps them to resell it 10 years from now. So that premium comes in, and that goes into the treasurer, and he uses it to help pay off bonds, is my understanding.
Yes.
Yes.
That would probably be money.
Yeah. I don't think they're real thrilled about getting a premium, just throw it into the construction budget, because there's some districts that are kind of too far on that.
Underwriters have their split personality? And
Well, a lot of that is just direction. We direct them. Do you want it or do you not want it? But also the market will direct whether they will get a premium if they're asking for a higher interest rate and they're willing to pay for it, so it nets out. But again, that goes to the treasurer when we don't ask for it. So,
any other comments?
Well, we'll give you a full report on that as we, as the, everything materializes.
Our next meeting date. What's our frequency every
July?
Three. Okay.
Would be the next one.
Thursday evenings seem to work for everyone for the most part. So I guess the third Thursday of July, is that? That'd be what, the 17th also?
It's probably okay. And since there's not a lot of people here, we'll throw it out there.
We'll throw it out. Email.
Okay, I'll send an email.
Now you're getting a preliminary bond report next week, so would that be included in the next school board meeting discussion? Or would it be a workshop?
No, there is no workshop on it. We'd inform the board what they sold for. They've already given us direction to go ahead and sell it. And so I think all the paperwork has been finished on that. But we will report to them as soon as we do sell. It'll be probably the very last week in April, if not the first week in May.
Yeah.
So we'll report to them in the May. What's that, 14th, 13th, something
the
like
12th.
That?
The 12th. The 12th.
So it'll be a report, staff.
We'll just a staff report. The finance advisor, say, just got a district, 30-year money for 4.5%.
Yeah, it's closer to the current market. Yeah,
it's unbelievable. So there's a big demand, like we told you, for that kind of for
general obligation bonds. I talked to a couple of brokers, and they say they can't get enough of it. They just fly off the shelves.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good for us.
Anything else? No. I guess with that, we're adjourned.
Thank
Great
you,
presentations.
Everyone.
Thank you. That was fantastic. A lot of information.